What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Let me ask you guys a question. Going back to May 24th to right this moment.
May 24th, okay. That's when they fired Hyde, no?
No.
Oh.
That was Trevor Rogers' first start.
Okay. In Boston?
In Boston.
So it was like 3 days before they fired Hyde.
He is the ERA leader among qualified starting pitchers since that time. A 1.43 ERA. Next closest is Matthew Boyd with a 1.79.
Wow.
So he's in a class of his own. And another gem last night against the Mariners. And you look at this most recent stretch, guys, where it's the last seven starts, he's completed 6 2/3 or more in five of them. He's allowed one earned run or zero in six of those seven. 42 strikeouts to 9 walks. He's giving you everything, and the splits are just ridiculous when you talk about him. Righties can't do anything. Left righties OPS 465, lefties 358. And you want to go to Baseball Savant and pitching run value 97th percentile, fastball run value 97th percentile, off speed 95th, the breaking run value, it's slumping, it's 79th percentile. Wow. This guy has just been a godsend and just the best development for this team. I think you could probably even say over Jackson Holliday, as crazy as that is, considering the level that he's
Jackson Holliday's got like a 685 OPS. This guy's
the best pitcher in baseball.
They need to be proactive in trying to get this guy signed up and tack on a couple years. And you're right, Jason. I'm sure him and his agent, like, hey, we don't want to give away too much because if I continue this, then I'm really going to break the bank. But you got to be able to find a middle ground to keep him in the fold. How many segments will we do the left-handed pitching that they didn't take advantage of with the initial wall, and now that they moved it in, you get this guy?
There's everything about this sort of blows me away. The fact that he's never pitching from behind, though, like, it's not that he's not walking people. He's, like, never behind in the count.
No.
Like, he comes in, dominates the first inning, establishes himself, and then pitches and shoves from a position of dominance to, like, the number one hitter through the nine hitter. Like, he's never chasing it. He's never feeling for it. It's like he's always dictating. And that's just so, I mean, take the numbers and everything else out of it. That's so contrary to how he presented himself last year. Frankly, it's contrary to how he presented himself in AAA this year. I don't know that I'll ever get my mind around it.
And it's over. To point, when he's pitching ahead in his splits, it is a 307 OPS that
that's unbelievable.
Have. When he is pitching ahead, 307 OPS.
OPS. It's unbelievable.
I wonder, and we talk a lot, all the evidence we have is that these guys don't have great bedside manner, but there is a way to massage this. This is a guy that 6 months, less than that, when he was at AAA, and as Jason, you pointed out, he didn't look good at AAA, you're wondering if this guy's career is going anywhere. Like, you give him some real money. Is there a way to get – like a real organization, I think, would be able to get something done with this guy because he was at a point it seemed like 5 minutes ago where his career might have been done.
And given the fact that it's almost September and Kyle Stowers still has a 900 OPS, how do you not want to – like, you know they like to save face. We know optics matter. They should be – you talk about strange bedfellows. They should be, like, joined at the hip bedfellows because – he needed this to happen as bad as they needed it to happen.
Yeah.
Like, we can't find a way to extend this beyond one more year of team control. If they can't, again, if they can't align themselves to the human side of this and the business side of this for this guy, they'll never do it for anybody.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And I know we didn't have the time yesterday because the offense was just so horrendous, but Dean Kramer in the stretch that he's on, I felt like he deserved
it. Yes.
Since the beginning of May, at 18 starts, he's got a 3.36 ERA, but it's also, he was talking about this during his press conference yesterday. I found it interesting where he was kind of bringing up the Jordan Lyles. He was bringing up Kyle Gibson in terms of like, that's what I want to be at this point, where I want to be an innings eater moving forward. And of course, he went 8 innings the other night, but he's on pace to blow by his career high of innings pitched in a season at 172 and two thirds. He's at 140 and a third, probably going to get 8 more starts, 7 more starts. So he'll blow by that. And if he could just ever figure out the April disaster, but Dean's, and the numbers bear it, the strikeout to walk ratio, his best of his career by far as well.
If Grayson Rodriguez was having the season Dean Kramer's having, we would probably be celebrating it. We would be championing it.
Yes.
Like, so, again, they've got 4 starters in good form right now. The kid going tomorrow, I think it's going to be Brandon Young tomorrow, probably. I don't know. They haven't officially announced it, but a lot of websites are projecting it. That is what it is. And if McDermott wasn't hurt, I think it'd be McDermott by now. Or they'd go to a 6, which they might need to do anyway.
They already brought up
Sagano and everything else. But, like, yeah, Dean Kramer's had a hell of a year.
Yeah, the starting pitching as a whole definitely looks a lot more. The bullpen is what it is. That's unfortunately going to be a daily nightmare. But starting pitching uptick, but the starting 9 needs to be better. I mean, especially if the starting staff is going to give you what they gave you against the Mariners, who were serious players at the deadline, starting 9's got to come to the party.
Yeah. More walks, fewer strikeouts.
It is fascinating that Dean is always bad in April. So, of course, he was terrible in April this year. And he's probably been the best he's ever been since the calendar turned to May.
Yeah.
If Grayson Rodriguez ever has a season like this, I will call it a win.
Well, because, A, it means he hit the post every 5 days, which the guy can't seem to do because he's made of glass.
But this kid's been consistent. I say he's not a kid anymore. He's been consistent for basically 4 straight months.
Apologies. He does hit the post on foul territory every time. he does not miss.
Well, that's not heavy lifting.
Just running
his gums like we do. That's not hard.
He seems to hit that post every time.
Well, I'm guessing he has some sort of contractual arrangement with them.
By the way, one other note. When we're here on remote, the guitar's hitting me differently than it does in studio. Is this you on guitar, Bon?
It's not me on guitar. Yeah, no. I have no... instrument talent.
Ah.
Nothing.
So this isn't you jamming?
Musically. No.
I should take credit for it.
That would be nice. I'd like to see you try to play the TMI song.
I could not.
Maybe you
can
learn it while you're in Greece. It's a long plane ride. Yes. You might learn to play the guitar and
bring
the
guitar with
you.
Oh, yeah. I got no money for a guitar after this trip.
Hey, coming up next is all the teams are planning for preseason week number 2. That includes the Pittsburgh Steelers and their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, speaks. We'll hear from him next here on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.